Before we leave the realm of Maisa Breishis, so with Adam Arishon and the Yetzira, so I just wanted to go back to something we did a long time ago, but I wanted to add something to it, and maybe perhaps express it a little better, and. So we discussed it on Shabbos here, but I didn't discuss it in the Shir. And I feel that this is. Yisod, the holy Yisod of Kol HaTorah Kulo, Yom HaShviyi, Shabbos, Brias HaOlam, the Sheish Yisim HaBereishis, Bereishis Bo HaLakim. This is the Yisod of the whole Dos. Shabbos is the Yisod of the Shabbos incorporates into the whole Kol HaTorah Kulo. So it's Bria Yesh Me'ayin. So what I wanted to do was. I just wanted to go over this idea of Avorach Lekim Esyon Ashiri Kadosh, because there's a great difficulty here. The difficulty is that is something that really should be later. Avorach Lekim Esyon Ashiri Kadosh, so Kedush Esyon Ashavas really should be in Zohar Roshama, in the Esyon Dibris, Maimar HaSinai. That, one would expect that would be the first place that it should be. Not in the Bria Sa'olam. Not in Bria Sa'olam. You see, Bria Sa'olam is the creation itself, and the creation itself is without mitzvahs. It doesn't have to do with mitzvahs. It has to do with the Yetzira, with the creation itself, the Bria. So, of course, all the Mefarshim noticed the problem and were aware of the problem, and they all gave answers for it. But there are two answers especially that I would like to just one. I just like to we mentioned it before, but I just like to expand on it a little bit. And the other one is the Ramban's answer. The Ramban has his own pshat here. And I wanted to perhaps unravel what he's saying, what his idea is. But everybody knows. Everybody mentions the problem. Yeah. So Rashi says, "Berchol b'mon, shekol yimos hashavua yered lohem omer lagolgolas, ubashvi lechem mishnah. V'kitcha b'mon shelo yered klal b'shabbos." Ramikra kosval shem asid. So Rashi, Rashi is Rashi is very good, because Rashi is going according to the principle that there are no nisim, and everything that happens, any change in the creation, goes back to the creation itself. That the like the Maimar Chazal, that Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes. I saw the 10 things, but the Ram says not just 10 things. It means all the changes in the Bria were all programmed in before the conclusion of the creation itself. All pre-programmed, the Kriyas Yamsuf and all the Nisim. Because once the Bria was established, it's God's will that the Bria should go the way it goes. Okay, that's Vayechul Hashemayim Ra'atz Chol Tzvam. So that's what Rashi says. Vayikadesh also goes on the special reference to the fact that the mon was pre-programmed in Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, that it should fall the way it did, and Vayikadesh also Shabbos was already pre-established that on Shabbos it won't fall. You see, that's a Rashi. That's what Rashi interprets. Very, very nice pshat. It's a line. Rashi brings it back in line with the creation and with the Maimar Chazal. And why does Rashi say Vamikra Kosav Al Shema Asid? He means because Vamikra Kosav Al Shema Asid, I believe what Rashi means is because why does it say Vayikadesh also? You see, Vayikadesh also means that is a reference to the Kedushas Yom HaShabbos that men will experience in the future. So Rashi says the phrase, the term is Al Shem Osir. It's a reference to the fact that Kedushas, because the Torah, after all, is a sefer of mitzvahs, so the Torah is speaking in the framework of Al Shem Osir, where Kedusha will be given to Klal Yisrael through the Yom HaShabbos, and the introduction of the Yom HaShabbos is through the month. So the semantics are really Al Shem Osir, but the idea is rooted in the Bria itself. That's how Rashi interprets. That's how Rashi interprets. Okay. The, excuse me?
It wasn't really Shishi?
What do you mean?
The months felt like on Shishi with the
Yeah, but the Kitchab Munch Lo Yere Klal B'Shabbos. So it means it's a reference to the month. That Vavroch became the Yom HaShvi'i, that on Shishi it was double for the Yom HaShvi'i. You're right, yeah, no, right. Yes, that's Rashi's. That Baruch Haba Munch, Kol Yomos HaShvua Yered Lehem Omol Gos B'Shishi Lecha Mishnah. So Shabbos was received the bracha from the Yom HaShishi. And Kitcho, by the fact that it didn't fall in the Yom HaShishi. So it was pre-programmed. But that's the idea. Okay. So it was a bracha that it'll fall double on Friday for Shabbos. And Vayakadosha, so that it itself didn't have any kind of a phenomenon of man. Okay, that's Rashi. The Ramban says... So the Ramban says like this. He brings down Sadi Gaim Shah Brocha Vakidish Allah Shomrim, Shiyum Vurachim Mukudashim. So Ramban quotes Rav Sadi Gaim, says it's a reference to the fact that the people who keep the Yom HaShabbos should be Mavurachim and Mukudashim, special Brocha. He says, the Ain Mashma Kosav Shiyadabra Lassit. So Ramban doesn't like that because it's not Mashma, the Pasuk should be speaking about. The future, that's a different thing. That's Hashgachas Hashem to people with Shomer Mitzvosov. What does that have to do with the Bria? So Ramban rejects the pshat. Then he quotes the Reb Avrom. He says, Ki abrocha tosvos tov shi yischadesh hagufos yisron koach betolados uvinashoma betolados, that physically the body will receive additional strength. And ubineshoma yisron asechel, and with regard to the soul, that the Yom HaShabbos supplies a person with the additional knowledge, his mind, his intellect works better, is superior. Yisron asechel, there's a certain advantage to learning, according to the Ibn Ezra, there's an advantage to learning on the Yom HaShabbos, not just that it's an extra mitzvah. The kingdom of Talmud Torah and Shabbos like the Rav mentioned, is an additional mitzvah. But according to the Ibn Ezra, you'll even do better if you take the sugya on Shabbos than you do during the week. If you learn the sugya, so Ramban says, "Udvorav bazen nochon l'maminim bo." He says this kind of an approach is very good if you believe in it. Ki ein zem musig behergish l'anashim, because people don't sense such things, and we're not. Ready to accept mystical type of assertions that we don't see in reality any basis for. Okay, that's what the Ramban says. That so Ramban rejects his pshat. That's not the Derech HaTorah. We look at reality. In reality, we don't see any difference. A person thinks through on Shabbos, so he doesn't notice any difference. So the Ramban says, so we're not willing to accept it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, it is true that since the guys...
No, we'll come back to the master. Maybe we'll explain Ibn Ezra. Let's do the government time. Meantime, Rabban is just saying that we don't make assertions that don't make any sense. Not perceptible. Okay. So, yeah. So, and we shouldn't do that in Yahadis. You know, we shouldn't try to support Yahadis through methods that are nonsensical. Even though the intentions are good, but it's not right and it's not true. And a lot of people do that, but it's wrong. I mean, Ramban is right that we don't make assertions of mystical existences and things that we have no perception of to support Yahadis. That's not a support, and it's not an idea. Period. That's what Ramban says. Anyways, Ramban says, "Va'emes." Ramban says, "Ki habrocha biyom haShabbos." He says, "What is the true pshat?" He says, "Habrocha biyom haShabbos, he mayan habrochos." I think it's Mayan HaBrachas, not Mayan HaBrachas. Mayan HaBrachas. He says, Vihi Yesod Olam. This is the Yesod of the pillar of the universe. Okay? He says, Vayakadesh Yosom. What does it mean? That's Vayavarach. It's Mayan Abrachas. Vayakadesh Yosom. What does that mean? He says, Ki Yimshoch Min HaKodesh. Okay? He says, Ve'im Tovin Dvorai Zeh. If you understand these words that I'm saying, Teda, you'll know, Masha Amru B'Breishis Rabbah. What they said in B'Breishis Rabbah, Lefi She'ein Lo Ben Zug, that Shabbos doesn't have a partner, doesn't have a mate. U'Masha Amru Od, Kineses Yisrael Tehei Ben Zugcha. And what Chazal say also, that Kineses Yisrael is the mate of the Shabbos. Okay, the Taskil, he says, and you'll understand, ki b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, nefesh yisera b'emes. There's a real nefesh yisera. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. Yeah, cryptic words. Okay. Cryptic words. I don't think this is something that the Ramban says, and it gives his instruction in the beginning of the Sefer. He says, I'm warning anybody not to try against trying to reveal the sodos that I set forth. He says, and if you do, he says, if you try, he says, it'll lead you away from Hashem, it'll lead you to Avodah Zarah, and it'll lead you to Kfira, and you'll lose everything you have. That's what he says, basically. That's what, very, very strong, stronger terms than I'm saying now. Nevertheless, for some reason, it didn't stop a lot of people from trying. But I don't believe that this is one of those sodos. I don't believe it. Because he doesn't say it's a sod. You see, if you look at what he says, V'emes, and he says, Ki abrocha b'yom ha-shabbos is mayin abrochos, and then he says, Emtofen dvoraisef, you understand what I'm saying? He says, Teda, and the taskil ki b'shabbos nefesh ha-remen. I don't believe he's saying that this is one of the Kabbalistic sodos that he says you cannot understand unless you have the fundamentals of the Kabbalah. And the only way to receive the fundamentals of the Kabbalah is ish mi pi ish. So I don't believe that's what he means over here. Because he seems to be saying that this is the MS, and if you understand what I'm saying, you'll catch on to what Chazal is saying with the idea of the Benzo. So we will try to interpret the Ramban. But before, I don't want to take the pshat of the Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam. And Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, it would seem that this is a pshat that he received from the Rambam himself. And we one time mentioned it a long time ago, but it's worthwhile going over it. That, you see, because he mentioned like in one line, basically, and maybe even less. But the idea is like this, that, you see, Shabbos is different than everything else. See, the reason why it's mentioned in the creation, according to the Rambam, is not because that has to do with the creation, so to speak. It does, of course, but there's another consideration. The other consideration is this, that when the Sefer Torah is written in a way where it makes available to man, insofar as man is capable, Yedias Hashem. So, certain things are placed in certain positions in the Torah because of the consideration of Yedias Hashem. You see, so mitzvos, Yedias Hashem, of course, is outside the realm of time, but mitzvos are placed in where they are in the Torah because it is logical to put them where there are people that receive tzivuyim. Okay, where there are people that receive tzivuyim. Alright? But for Shabbos it doesn't apply. Because if it's a tzivuy, then it should be where there is a mitzvah. That's the logical place for it. The Torah is not giving you a chronology of Das Elyon. I mean, that's something which is not the objective of the Torah. There's no such chronology because God is outside the realm of time. But the Torah places places the ideas, like Vayar Hashem Kito, in the proper place according to the way we can understand it. So it places it at, some things are placed at the Yetzirah, some things are placed where the person, if its essence is a tzivui, so it's placed where there are people that are mitzvah. So when it comes to the Yom HaShabbos, there's something different. See, if the Yom HaShabbos were a tzivui, so it should be where all the mitzvahs are. It shouldn't be a Maisa Bereishis. But Yom HaShabbos is different. The Yom HaShabbos is more than just a tzivui. It's not like tzum, something that was a mitzvah and was created in a way structured for a mitzvah. But the Yom HaShabbos is part of the creation itself. It's the only entity that is part of the creation and is naturally a vehicle for man, the greatest vehicle for man to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yom HaShabbos. So it comes out that there's a component, and it's the only mitzvah like that. There's a component of the creation that is the vehicle for man's perfection intrinsically as it is created. And that is the Yom HaShvi'i. The Yom HaShvi'i. So, and it's a natural phenomenon. So as soon as you have Adam, so the Yom HaShvi'i is there. Because that's naturally, that's something which is a vehicle of his perfection. So that's why the Torah says, "Vayevarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i vayekadesh yoso," in the creation and not later in the mitzvahs, because it's different than the other mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs are structured entities, and they're structured entities for the person. That's the mitzvah. But the Yom HaShabbos is in the creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so to speak, that the Yom HaShabbos is this Yom HaShvi'i is the vehicle for man to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So that's why it's mentioned here. Vayevarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i vayekadesh aso. It means that the Kedushas HaShabbos inherently existed in the Yom HaShvi'i, as soon as the Yom HaShvi'i came into existence. You see? Ata kidash es Yom HaShvi'i l'shmecha. So it means that the Yom HaShvi'i, we can't say, you might say, so to speak, that the Yom HaShvi'i was a physical phenomenon, and it also was a metaphysical phenomenon. See, it was a physical phenomenon in terms of the universe. But it was also the Yom HaShvi'i, the Yom HaShvi'i that we have is also a metaphysical, has intrinsic metaphysical value for man. You see? So that's why it mentions it in the Bria, because it is a natural phenomenon, and the moment the day emerges, you see, so to speak, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where it should be mentioned. That's the appropriate place for it. You see, it's different, it's completely different than other mitzvahs. And that's why the Yom HaShvi'i is, and it has a multifarious value. There are many, many elements in the Yom HaShvi'i. Of course, the Yom HaShvi'i is tachlis, reflects the tachlis of the Bria, okay, which is the culmination of the Yesh Me'ayin, and there is a day, it's a unit of time for man, and that unit of time, if man designates that unit of time and he spends his life in those moments contemplating Chochmas Hashem, so that is the vehicle that brings him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yom HaShvi'i is a natural phenomenon which is designed perfectly for Adam, for man, to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayevarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i vayekadesh aso. Say vayekadesh aso. So that's the way the Rabbi Rambam and Rambam explains why it's mentioned over here. And that's why the Rambam says, it's interesting, the Rambam says, Bo v'netze likras Shabbos HaMelech. See, it's an interesting thing. It's the only time we can't give kavod to a nivra. Not allowed to give cover to a nivra as a letter. There's one exception. The Yom HaShvi. Why? Because the Yom HaShvi is the vehicle of man seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. The Yom HaShvi is the exception. That's why, because from the Yom HaShvi, we see the Melech. You say, Bo v'neitzei the gras Shabbos HaMelech. Because Shabbos is the creation. And the creation, HaShemayim is suffering for Kael. So the Yom HaShvi was brought to us. When the Yom HaShvi rolls in, as it was programmed from the creation, from the Sheish Nei Bereishis, as every week it comes into existence, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this entity through which we could see Kvod Malchuso. So the Yom HaShvi, Hashemayim Mesapim Kvotel, the Yom HaShvi brings us to the Melech. That's what it means. Bo v'neitzei l'kras Shabbos HaMelech. Because Shabbos brings you to the Melech. That's the Chochmas Hashem in the Bria. So this is the one exception. Because this is the Chochmas HaBria, and the Chochmas HaBria is the vehicle through which we reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yom HaShabbos is the only thing that we're permitted to give cover to, because that is ipso facto the vehicle created for man to reach Yedias Hashem. And that's why we say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. V'Yom HaShvi Meshabeach V'Omer Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So it's a difficulty. What do you mean V'Yom HaShvi Meshabeach V'Omer? Yom HaShvi is alive. I mean, it's a part of the creation. So what does it mean Yom HaShvi Meshabeach V'Omer? So some changed the gears and they said V'Yom HaShvi Meshubach V'Omer Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. But the Rambam Siddur I saw does not change it. So he has like V'Yom HaShvi Meshabeach V'Omer. Why? Because it means the same thing as Hashemayim is up in Kvod Kael. The Yom HaShvi means what? Tachlis Maaseh Hashemayim Varetz is Mishabeach. Yaluchad Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha. So the Maaseh Hashem are themselves Mishabeach for those who have the Chachmah to see it. So if man has the Chachmah to see it. So that is the exception. That's why the Yom HaShvi Mishabeach V'Omer means that for those who have the Chachmah to see it, the Bria is simply Shracha Shemakam, Hashemayim is something quite kale. So that's Bo v'neitzei l'kras Shabbos HaMelech. That's the Rambam's Shad. V'aruch l'vekim Hashem HaShviya Kadesh also, it means it's rooted in Maisa Bereishis. And it's rooted in Maisa Bereishis, it's Tachlis Maaseh Hashemayim Varetz, and at the same time in the Bria was set up a Yom HaShvi for man, which is the greatest vehicle of Chachmas Hashem. And the Diyas Hashem. That's the Rambam's chat. That's the Rebbe of Rambam and Rambam. Yes.
It's
the greatest vehicle. That's correct. It is the reflection of the Bria, of the culmination of the Yesh Me'ayin. That's what it is. And it is a day which is a unit in the life of a human being, which is the perfect entity for a person to designate himself and dedicate himself to Yedias Hashem, and it's the greatest vehicle, us to Sanag Al Hashem. That's what it means.
There's one problem.
What's wrong? Well, if it's a part of the... And that's why it says that Shabbos is different. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Matana Tova Yesh Li Beis Genoza. I believe Rav Ramaran quotes the Chazal. That I have a great Matana. Say them or Lahem. Go tell Klal Yisrael that I'm going to give it to them. And what is that matana? That's the Yom HaShvi. What it means is Beveis Genazai. It means it existed from the day it emerged. It was perfect for man. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give it as a mitzvah. And only to Klal Yisrael. Only, it's interesting. Only to Klal Yisrael. You can't... the Gaya Ratzos. The Gaya Ratzos can't have any sheiches to this. Okay. It's an interesting thing. But it works differently, you see, than the other mitzvahs. Because the other mitzvahs were constructed at the time, whereas this was a natural thing from Sheishis Mebreishis, just waiting to be incorporated, to be given to Klal Yisrael, and only to Klal Yisrael. That reflects the idea that why only Klal Yisrael? Because that's what we mentioned in the first Rashi in Bereishis, in Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Umos Olam will say, why do we deserve Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, like Rashi says, because of the Chazal of Koach Masa of Higid Liyama. Because the Koach Masa, the Maisa, the real Maisa Bereishis is only for Klal Yisrael. The ones that are the heirs to the real understanding and interpretation of Maisa Bereishis. And that means that eventually the Maisa Bereishis will be understood only by, will be revealed, the full picture of Maisa Bereishis will be revealed by Chachmei Yisrael. See, by Chachmei Yisrael. So it is given to Klal Yisrael, and because they're the ones that is their essence, to perceive Chachmas Hashem and Tachlis Masa Shemayim Laretz. And that's why no other nation can engage in this mitzvah, because this mitzvah is different. This mitzvah is perfection itself, and it manifests the idea that the only ummah that will be is the one that has the right to this crown of chachma is Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael. Other ummahs don't have it. They can perceive chachmas Hashem, but not the ultimate perception of Tachlis Masa Shemayim Laretz. That's only the Lamcha Yisrael Nesata B'Yavo. Zera Yaakov, Shabam B'Chata. That's an essence of the bris. So as a mitzvah, a goy could appreciate the Yom HaShabbos, but as a mitzvah, he's not allowed to undertake it. And it's not a reality, and there's no Kiyum Shrisa for him, and for him it's Chiddush Gadol. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam's interpretation. But I'd like to take now is the Ramban. Okay? See, Ramban, I believe, is saying like this. He's saying, V'emes. He says, and what does it really mean? He says, Ki habracha biyom ha-shabbos hi mayan ha-brachis. I think he's a little bit similar. What he means is like this. That the bracha on the Yom HaShabbos is Mayan HaBrachas. Why? What does it mean? It's Mayan HaBrachas. It means, of course, that is the real source of all the brachas in the creation. When the brachas of the creation only come about when the creation reaches its tachlis. I mean, before, when it's incomplete, you can't speak about the brachas of the creation because it's incomplete. Okay, so that's why it says the Mayan HaBrachas is when the creation is culminated, when it's Tachlis Masei Shemayim Laretz, when it reaches its Tachlis, then all the brachas flow. See, once the universe reached the point that it's complete, and that man is able to live in an environment which is beneficial for him, so then that's, when was that? That's at the completion. So that's Mayan HaBrachas. That's what means the Mayan HaBrachas. And now the next thing he says like this. He says, Vihi Yisod Olam. That's what he means, Vihi Yisod Olam. This is the foundation of the entire universe. I mean, that's, the Yisod Olam is the completion of the universe, and the completion of the universe is when the brachas function, when the brachas are expressed. But now he says like this, Vayekadesh Yisod, Ki Yimshoch Min HaKodesh. Ki Yimshoch Min HaKodesh. What does it mean, Ki Yimshoch Min HaKodesh? So I believe what it means is like this. Kodesh means removed. Kodesh always means removed. Okay? Removed from the instinctual. Removed from the physical. Separated. That's Kodesh. Ki Yimshoch Min HaKodesh means that the whole universe draws from an abstract reality. An abstract reality. That's the Kodesh, the removed. You see? So the existence of the universe, its existence is drawn from Kodesh, from an abstract world that's completely removed from the world that the senses perceive. You see, the senses is a peripheral phenomenon, and the senses are themselves, underlying the senses are the world of the abstract and the world of Chachma, you see. But the whole Yisod Olam, this Yisod Olam, draws from the world of Kodesh, draws from the world of the abstract, you see. And he says, Vim Tovin Devorai Zeh, if you understand this, Teda, you'll know, Masha Omru Bebreshis Rabba, Lefi She'en Lo Ben Zug, Umasha Amru Old Knesset Yisrael Tehei Ben Zukha. So Ramban says very beautiful. He says, when you understand this, then you'll understand that the creation is unique. It's unique. It has no Ben Zug. There's nothing that's like it. It's alone and it's unique. Because it's the universe, and the universe that draws from a world of abstract reality, which is the world of Chachmas Hashem. You see, there's no comparison to it. It's alone. It's unique. It's the only universe. You see, so the Ramban says, but when you understand that, you'll understand. Oh, you'll understand more when it says Knesset Yisrael Tehei Ben Zukha. That there, no, on the one hand it's unique, but then the Medrash adds something else, that it does have a mate. What is the mate? The mate is Knesset Yisrael. It means the Knesset Yisrael that lives according to Kedusha and lives and perceives the world of the abstract, that is related to this. You see, it's like Zug. Why? Because the Knesset Yisrael is the Chachma of the Chachmei Yisrael. They can perceive the creation. So in that sense, it's not alone. There is something else that relates to it. And that's Knesset Yisrael, you see. That's what the Ramban says. Knesset Yisrael Yehei Zukha. And then he concludes it by saying, the Taskil, and you'll understand, Ki B'Shabbos Nefesh Yisera B'Emes. That's the real Nefesh Yisera B'Emes. What is the Nefesh Yisera B'Emes? The Nefesh Yisera of Chochma, of Chochmas Hashem, you see. That's what it means that Shabbos has the Nefesh Yisera. Because it means the Yom HaShabbos is the Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim V'Aretz, the infinite Chachmas Abriya, and the Chachmas Abriya that stems from the world of Kodesh, from the abstract world of Chachma. And it's nothing like it. But then there is Klal Yisrael that is related to it, because Klal Yisrael perceives this Chachma, engages this Chachma, you see, engages this world of ideas and the world of the world of the abstract. And that is the Neshama Yisera B'Emes. That's why the Yom HaShabbos is the Neshama Yisera. Because the Neshama Yisera means the Yisera, the dimension of the Chachmas Adam, which is a completely different dimension. That's the Neshama Yisera is not Neshama Yisera, something that's added, you see. Like the plane shot, the Neshama Yisera. You have a more harvacha. So that's a nice idea, but that's a mitzvah on Shabbos. But there's a deeper idea of a Neshama Yisera B'Emes, a completely different, it's completely different. It's a new dimension, a different dimension. And what is that dimension? That's the dimension of Knesset Yisrael as it engages the world of the abstract of Chochmas Hashem. That's what the Ramban says. That's Vayavorach Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i. It's Mayan HaBrachos Vayakadesh Oso, and he set it up in a way that it draws from the world of the abstract. He says, and Knesset Yisrael is, so to speak, Derech Moshe, is its Ben Zug, because it engages this world of Chochmas Hashem, of the abstract world of Chochma. And that is the Nefesh, that's the idea of Nefesh Yisera. Okay. All right, we'll stop it. I want to answer the Ibn Ezra. Yeah, well, the Ibn Ezra, well, I think the Ibn Ezra means, the Ibn Ezra, I believe, doesn't mean to say, the Ramban is right, the Ibn Ezra doesn't mean to say that it's a mystical kind of phenomenon. That if a person thinks on the Yom HaShabbos, that someone's going to think better. I mean, it doesn't make any sense anyway, so to say, you're going to have to say that different parts of the globe, it's working at different times. The whole thing doesn't make sense. But what I believe he means is that the Yom HaShabbos is in line with the Bria, which means that Adam was constructed in a way that the phenomenon of the Yom HaMenucha is in line with his nature, you see, in a way that he is healthier, he can think better, and it affects his very being. You see, that he holds, that's what the Ibn Ezra say. The Ibn Ezra saying, it's not that the that there's some power in the, some mystical force in the Yom HaShabbos that we can't perceive. We don't believe in such things. But he means to say that Vayivarech Elokim Yom HaShviʼi Kadosh Asol means that the Yom HaShviʼi for man is such that man functions best in when he engages in the phenomenon of the Yom HaShviʼi, when man engages in the phenomenon of the Yom HaShviʼi properly, according to the way the halacha has set up the Yom HaShviʼi, you see, in the proper form of the correct Onik Shabbos, so then his mind and his guf function in a superior manner. That's what I believe the Ibn Ezra. That's why, according to Ibn Ezra, that's why he's saying, that's why it has to be mentioned in Shesh Yisimei Bereshis, because it means that man was designed in that way. He was designed for the Yom HaShviʼi. So, because a person might be able to think better when he's nervous, when he's there's no real reason, but that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed man, that the Yom HaShviʼi should be the appropriate setting for him to be at his best, both physically, psychologically, his well-being. Vayivarech always means, bracha always means well-being. So Vayivarech Elokim essentially means the well-being of the individual is at its height, or like Ibn Ezra is saying, when you have the phenomenon of the Yom HaShviʼi, when the person has a life which is designed according to halacha of Oneg Shabbos and Shvisa and Menucha, and then he thinks best, and then everything functions in the best possible way. And so the Ibn Ezra says also, that's the Ibn Ezra's answer why it has to be in Maisa Bereshis, because man was designed for the Yom HaShviʼi. So Yivarech Elokim Yom HaShviʼi Kadosh Asol means that it was a bracha for man. That man was designed in line with the in Sheishis Yimei Bereshis. Man was designed in a way that the Yom HaShviʼi should be the highest level of his personal existence, of his existence, both physically, psychologically, as well as intellectually. So that's what I believe the Ibn Ezra is saying. Yeah.
So did man before?
I don't know. It's a good question. But I kind of said Ibn Ezra is saying something different. That Shalom Nesel B'malach. I don't know. But the Ramban is talking about Vayivarech, the Vayivarech of the Ibn Ezra. Vayivarech of the Ibn Ezra is very good. It has to do with the nature of man. That's the way man was constructed. Because it didn't have to be that way. Yes. Shabbos. Yeah. No, I mean, that's what I mentioned before. According to the Rambam?
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, the whole idea of Miyachel Leyom HaShabbos, it means that this opportunity was given to us from Sheish Yisimei Bereshis, that this entity, this phenomenon of a Yom HaShviʼi, should be something that we can receive, and through that have an opportunity to learn Chochmas Hashem and to gain Yedias Hashem, and to gain an insight into the Melech Malchem Lachem. I mean, that's the biggest demands. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed it that way, and that according to the Rambam, I mean, the Rambam's shot, when you think into it, everybody has to accept that idea, basically. That the question learned about the pshat and the pasuk is something else, but the idea, no one denies it. It means that from Sheish Yisimei Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the yom, that we, every week, we receive that yom that was pre-programmed in the Bria. So this demands that a person should be moved very much by this. That's why they say that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov, because Shabbos comes to the individual. See, that's what it means. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos, and when we experience it every week, we're experiencing a product of the creation of the Sheish Yisimei Bereshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed that for us so that we could perceive His Chachma. So this demands that a person should be moved by that. That event demands, a person can't just sit back and make believe it's non-existent. That demands that a person be moved. And that's why he says, B'Koved Rosh, the Rambam says, Yoshev B'Koved Rosh. That's Kvod Shemayim. That demands a certain state of mind. That's what the Rambam says. That this idea, that the phenomenon of the Yom HaShabbos was created in Sheish Yisimei Bereshis and designated as the Yom HaShvi, which is the vehicle of man's perfection, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused this to come into existence so that every week we can experience the Yom HaShabbos, have the Yom HaShabbos as a vehicle of Yediyas Hashem. This is something that has to have a special effect on a person. And it demands a certain state of mind when that Yom HaShvi rolls in, when the Yom HaShvi starts arriving, when it arrives. It demands a certain state of mind and a certain kavod shamayim. And that's the response that the Rambam says. That Yoshev v'kovid rosh miyachel, what's the Lashon? Miyachel, Yezel kavod, Zeh shamach hachomim, shemitzvah lodem luchot, ponov yedav araglov b'chamin b'er Shabbos, m'nei kvod ha-Shabbos, m'sa'atev b'tzitzis, v'yoshev b'kovid rosh, miyachel lak bolas p'nei ha-Shabbos. That's what the Rambam is saying. That this phenomenon, which is a phenomenon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, and now it's happening, the event is happening that was programmed in Sheishis Yimei Bereishis in order that we should be able to perceive Chochmas Hashem, you can't just let such an event take place without the proper response. So as the Rambam says, so the person must be Yoshev b'kovod misatef. He washes, he cleans himself, and he's misatef b'tzitzis b'talis, and he's Yoshev in seriousness to appreciate the moment of the arrival of the Yom HaShabbos, which was programmed from Sheishis Yimei Bereishis in order that man could appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yediyas Hashem. I mean, there's nothing greater than that. So that's what the Rambam is saying. That's the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah. Kol Yisrael. Because you see, it's an interesting thing, as I mentioned before. It would seem that Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael Osi Lalom. It means, what is the Os? The Os is that the Chochmas Hashem, the ultimate Chochmas Hashem, which is the idea of Tachlis Masei Shemayim V'Aretz, the culmination of the whole Yesh Me'ayin, of the whole Bria, and the Yediyas Hashem on the highest level, from the Bria itself, was given over as a matana to Klal Yisrael. A Klal Yisrael, that's part of the bris of Klal Yisrael, that they're the heirs to this Chachma. And ultimately, they will be the ones that will reveal this Chachma to the world. And that's the bris. So that's why if you take that away, if the... See, other mitzvahs is not that way. Other mitzvahs is ideas, even milah. Guy ben Eich do milah. But not Shabbos. Because Shabbos is everything. Shabbos is Yesod Olam. That's everything, isn't Shabbos. And that's only given to Klal Yisrael. And that's the underlying idea of the whole bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's the essence. Okay.